this incredible British rock explosion show, which is going to have Queen tribute band Innuendo and also Dire Straits tribute band Brothers in Arms performing this Saturday night at the Prince of Wales. I've got one of the people that is going to wow you on Saturday night at the Prince of Wales. He is playing the role of Freddie Mercury, and I'm told does it pretty darn well, from the tribute band Innuendo. Daniel McIntyre is with us. Daniel, hello.
Hey, Dan, how are you, mate? Nice to chat to you.
Nice to chat to you, too. Who was the first person that came up to you and said, hey, you know what, you could do this Freddie Mercury thing on stage?
I think it might have been our bassist, Rob. He's always been a bit of a champion of the Queen show, and he said, hey, I reckon you could do it, and let's have a crack. So we did.
So were you guys in a band beforehand, and then all of a sudden was it just the love of Queen that turned it on, or how did it all start?
We were in a band for about sort of 2.5 years with the mindset that we were going to keep working towards bringing Western Australia a Queen show, not just a Queen tribute act or a karaoke star. It was more about bringing them a proper show with stacked of entertainment.
And you mentioned it's entertainment, but obviously in order to get that across, you need the costumes. I'm assuming that there's a lot of those sort of costume changes throughout.
Oh, mate, I don't want to spoil it for everyone.
Right. Yeah,
there'll be some surprises there and some innuendo flair for sure.
Right. No, because I was talking to one of your band members just the other day, Rob, and he suggested that there was an incident. Well, not an incident, but it was interesting when you went and bought the costume for I Want to Break Free with the missus. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's not every day that a full-grown man gets to browse the brassiere section of the supermarket. And my loving wife is very, very supportive. Took the mickey out of me the whole way. It was great.
Well, at least you had your wife with you. At least you could, like you said, a bit of support at least. She knows what's going to look good.
Or she'll try and set me up either way. A bit of fun anyway.
Hopefully that didn't happen. But anyway, how much of Bohemian Rhapsody do you guys really need to perform now? It's the biggest song they've got. Just about everybody knows it. I dare say as soon as you get into the piano, everyone's like, oh, fantastic, we'll sing along. So do you need to really sing much of it?
That's my job. But
good
really,
point.
To be honest, Dan, the crowd interaction is amazing. They just get really amped up. We work towards that the whole night, and it's all part of the game. The give and take between the band and the audience. It's just amazing.
And obviously, the top end of your audience in terms of age is going to get older, but I imagine that you're still seeing, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds continually coming along to these shows. Now, of course, you've had the movie just recently. Queen all of us always seems to have a bit of a way to re-energise itself, obviously recently with Adam Lambert as well. So for you guys, you must see that when you do your shows too.
Oh, for sure, mate. The age spectrum is awesome. We see, great-great-grandchildren bringing their great-great-grandmothers along. And, Queen's just timeless. In 40 years' time, 50 years' time, 100 years' time, if we're all still here, Queen will still be blasting through the radio, and you just can't get away from it. Everyone loves it.
So obviously this is sort of like a, on-the-side sort of thing. But you have a day job as well, don't you?
Yes, unfortunately. I'd love to be a full-time musician. But at the moment, I'm in the glorious world of retail, like a lot of musicians are. And, one day when I'm a big boy, I might be able to do this full-time.
When you're a big boy. Look at that. I love that. I get the feeling you guys are going to wow a lot of the people at the Prince of Wales. As we said, this Saturday night, it's your band, your tribute band for Queen called Innuendo, and the tribute band for Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. You can get tickets right now through Oztix. The next 3 days, we've still got more chances for you to win double passes to it as well. And as I said to you off air before, the phones are going absolutely berserk for it already. So that is a very good sign, Daniel. We like this a lot. We can't wait to see it. It's going to be amazing this Saturday night. I wish you the best of luck for it. Chookers, as they say in the business. And can't wait to see it in all its glory Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. And we look forward to getting down there and cranking that up for the Bunbury crew. I'd love to see them.